Yeah, you. I thought that yours worked differently. Yours was a thumb. Yours is a thumb.
It's the same
thing.
It's the digital.
So if I gave you a thumb, you could put it on a thumb too? All this is...
It's called a thumb?
This isn't a thumb. It's got a thumb. But if I gave you a thumb, you could put it on a thumb.
I should be able to, yeah.
Oh, okay. So sorry. Okay. All right. So we're... Okay.
Black is ahead of me in technology.
And I don't know the words. I don't know what they mean.
That's what I never heard.
I'm the papagaya. All right. I wanted today to talk about the Mizeinus HaYelodim and in terms of what they're entitled to Mitzad Hadin. And frankly, I didn't get where I wanted to get. Yoikev Hadin is Sahar. So I didn't get what I wanted to get. But I ended up with a few small Ha'oris without any real Chiddush. So that means that unless I try to talk very quickly, it'll take me very long. Because a Kiddush I can say. This is no great Kiddush, it takes longer. But let me begin from the beginning. The basic issue is the shear of Mzayinish Yelodim. And it seemed to me, Mikufye, that if you assume that the Mzayinus of the Yelodim are prat in the Mzayinus of Ishtai, so just like it's Lefi Kvoidai and Kfi Oshrei, the Mzayinus of the Yelodim should be exactly the same way. And to start by saying that it's Lefi, the Mzayinus of the wife, that comes from the Ran. And this was no great Kiddush either. It's just I want to know in terms of Psak Halacha, how a Bezin should be Machriya in terms of what seemed to be a Machlekes Rishonim. So it's open, it's clear, everybody knows. It's Simen Ayin Aleph, the Chelkas Machaykik and the Bishmuel. So let me just quickly go through the Chelkas Mechaiki in the Beis Shmuel. Mechaber says, Chayev Odom Lozen Bodo V'Noisav Shiyu B'nei Sheish. V'yerdin Afil Yeshlem Nechosim Shnofu Lohen, etc., etc. V'yerdin Nechosov. So, this says the Beis Chelkas Mechaiki, V'loin Nisbayer Im Daish Nislam Zinis Kolduhu, Etzorach Lozen Eislam Kishem Shuzon Nis Yishtev in Oli Mimo. Uayin Baran, Shekosav, Shemidin Mizainis Imonogoben. So he says, Oye Mashmakzas, Shesarchlos Naisom, Mizainis, Shenaisin Limon. Very good. So it's a Fikfadik Fioshrai. He has to support them the same way he has to support his lawfully wedded wife. Now we're talking obviously when they're no longer together. He doesn't not believe in her Mizainis, but he has to give them Mizainis. Kifi kveido when they were married, which goes to the house, the furniture, the whole business. Avol harosh b'din habol apnuyo seisim zeh shav bish ein chayb mzoynei shaloh chayb mzoynei spinoy anoylad mimena mashmek tzas shein haben nigra acher imay, etc., etc. So he seems to be telling me that there's a machlekes rishonim, and my whole problem is that how are you going to be machriya machlekes the Ran and the Rosh? Says the Beis Shmuel that chayb lozen afilu einu omud taz the ein zonin elfi oshroi. Etc., etc. So again, he says the Ayin Tshuvas Maram Lublin, but basically he's telling me that Loikaran, that he doesn't have to give Kfi Kvodi Kfi Oshroi, and Shaloi Kishita Saran, Vishmuel Lachura is passing here not like the Ran. Okay, that seems to be a Dover Poshit. They're assuming that the question of Lefi Kvodi Kfi Oshroi depends upon whether this is totally in the Mezainis of the wife, or it's not totally in the Mezainis of the wife. Now, let me start from scratch. And again, I haven't gone through everything. It's impossible. There are innumerable Piskei Din Rabbonim, most of which are highly repetitious, but everyone's got a gargir. And there's this Chuvin Reb Moshe, and we'll talk more about it later. That time, I didn't even go through the Chuvin Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe thinks everybody holds like the Ran. It seems the Dover Posh is the Ran, whatever. You'll see where I'm going to emerge in a moment. But again, you have to go through Reb Moshe, the Chuvin Ikris Moshe, which I'm not going to analyze today. But there's a lot here. Let's start from scratch. Scratch is what is the chiv mezonos. Forget about whether it's the same shear as the mezonos of the wife, and whether it's part of the mezonos of the wife, and if it is part of the mezonos of the wife, why should it be mezonos of the wife? And if it's a separate takana, where does this takana come from? It's all very unclear. The first, and I think the most crucial point, is that I have shitas to hold. It's a deraisa, and it's kamat mefurish. It's a mechilta. The mechilta in Shmos Chaf Aleph Gimel, im bali shahu v'yotza ishta imay, says the mechilta, mihi v'yo shakosuv meitziyo, magi shuchay b'mzinseho u'mzines bono, shenemar v'yotza mi'imcha hu uvonov imay. Okay? So the Odin becomes mechuyiv in the mezonos of the children of this Eved Ivri. So, and Sviyotza Imoi, now he suddenly becomes Potter because it's Potter mezonos of the Eved Ivri. But apparently he was mechuyiv in not independent chiyuv, but the Torah was matel on him, the chiyuv even though were on the Eved Ivri, because otherwise, obviously, the Torah had to do this, kaviyochel, because otherwise, what would they eat? They were mechuyev mezonos because the father has to be mefarnes them. Now he's an eved, he has nothing, so they gave it to the Odin. But you see, v'yotzima is because he was mechuyev in mezonos, and the Odin is nichnas tachas ov during that period of time. So the ones who say that, first question is a derisa, is not smachta. So I have, there's a Rital Ghazi who says that it's a Rambam, that the Mechilta is a derisa, and the Mizrahi on Chumash. In addition to that, there is a beautiful Chsam Sofer in the Chidushim in Ksubis Memtes. Al Derech HaDrush, it's certainly good. But if you start that there's a Chiv Mezonos Deraisa, the Chsam Sofer points out that in Parshas Mishpotim, it says, the Yotza Ishtoi Imoi. It says in Mishpotim, just the Yotza Ishtoi Imoi. But in Parshas Bahar, it says, V'yotzam imoch hu ubonov. The Mechilta is ma'ariv, the two psukim together. It says, V'yotzam ishta imoi mihi v'yo. And then the quote, Shenema v'yotzam imoch hu ubonov. So the Chsam Sofer says, in Parshas Mishpotim, doesn't say a word about bonim. In Parshas Bahar, it says about bonim. What's the difference? Parshas Mishpotim is an Eved who sells himself for 6 years. He's never mechuyev mezonos bono beyond six. Therefore, it can't be yotza imay. The yotza bono imay, the Odin didn't have to give them more than the father was mechuyev. The father was mechuyev until they reached six. Even if it was a cotton ben yomay, so it'll end the day before. So it's not the yotza imay. In Parshas Bahar, we're dealing yitzi and yovel. Yovel can be the first year, the second year, the third year. It can be the yotza bono imay. I mean, it's a beautiful chap. But if it's a deraisa, it's meduyik mamish in the lashon haposuk. So that's a chsam sofer. So the Mechilta, if you read it literally, and I think the Chsam Sofer read it literally, or at least for purposes of his drush, he read it literally. So you have a Chiyuv Mezonos Deraisa. The Ramban in Parshas Mishpoti, he says, Afapi, he's quoting the Mechilta basically. Afapi shuloi hoyo means the Eved, the father. Mechuyev b'mezonos seyem midin toirim. Avol kivin shederech kol horetz lafarnes odom ishto uvonov haktanim. Tzivo hakel barachamov liyos hakoine Ka'ov Rachamon. So the Ramban is careful to say that even though the father is not mechuyiv midin Torah, but it's derech kol ha'aretz, therefore the Rebbe Tayyim Shlailo is mitzav of the Odin. The Odin's got bigger chiyuvim than the father. The father is only derech kol ha'aretz, only the Odin, the Torah was matl all of as a kind of a chiyuv. Now, we're talking about mezonos v'ktanei ktanei. We're talking about less than sheish. The only little point I would make in terms of the Ramban is something which I think is, it's hashkofa, philosophy, what you want, but it's negay other things also. Even last week, it's just a dugma l'moshel. Uporas reishi isho, so what's this? It creates a deraisa for kisui reish. So if it's a deraisa, what is this? Alav and asay, where does it come from? It seems to me that there is a third category. It's not alav, it's lav and asay, but it's the, quote, rotzen hatera, close quote. And sometimes the rotzen hatera becomes the tzivui, and sometimes the rotzen hatera is not necessarily the rotzen hatera, and is not to be confused with natural law. There's some things with svoras mechayev, the concept that mechozis the domedoch sumot ve midomedoch avroch svora, and we make even a hekish out of the svora. Are there other things that the seichel is mechayev? That's not for this. That's different. But there's at least one person. He's the Dor Ravi Glasner. He's a little bit of a, and he goes off on sometimes. He's what I call a natural law theorist.
Everyone calls a natural law theorist.
Who, Glasner? Who knows he exists to call him a natural law theorist? Huh? People know he exists even. Okay, I'm happy, I'm impressed. and what? Where's his natural law? Tell me. I have things I don't know.
No, he's made it into some of the new iterations of the conversation about natural law and halakha.
He probably got it from my footnote. Okay.
Footnote of what? Footnote of what?
In my article on natural law that appeared in the, on what's it called, the Philosophical Quest.
Oh, your new book.
It's the philosophy of Allah, whatever it is there. Anyway, he has all kinds of things that he thinks the seichel, he is a natural law theorist. He thinks the seichel is mechayev. He, among the things that he says is, who says you're not allowed to parade down the street naked? So he says, avada, the seichel's mechayev, you're not allowed to parade down the street naked. It's a seichel, the seichel tells me, that's what I call natural law. And he proceeds, if I remember correctly, to talk about whether ben noyach is osr and meso mehilel. He thinks that the seichel's mechayev that also. Whether ben noyach is mechuyev meso mehilel, not meso mehilel, I can't buy that as natural law. But, and I don't think he's right even about marching down the street naked, and this has absolutely nothing to do with current events. But I have a posik. The posik of Odom Rishon says, for Iro ki Eru Manoichi. No, the Tipachno Eine Shneyem. And he says, for Iro, he's suddenly afraid, ki Eru Manoichi. The Torah didn't tell him he's not allowed to go this way anymore. Even there, they don't have a tzivui. It came to a recognition. And there's no hakoshe. Apparently, it was correct. In fact, you look at the Briskerov, he has Torah on it. And how does he know this? Because he realized it. Does that mean that it's an Isser Gomor? I don't think it's an Isser Gomor. He thinks that natural law says it's also. That's the difference between a natural law theorist and somebody just thinks that it's, you know, aesthetics or a priori morality or what have you, which isn't necessarily binding in halacha. I think that the posuk of Iroh, he tells me, doesn't want him to walk around like this. Eventually, he was masking. You ask me, is it an Isser? I'm not sure it's an Isser, but the Torah doesn't want you to do this. Reb Mendel Zecharon Levrocha, in a different context, you know, he put as a rhetorical question, The Torah wasn't mitzavi to be an Erlich Yid. Well, you know that you have to do what the Torah wants. The Parashat Shish, I think, is a gilui. That the Torah, it's not an assay, it's not a lab, but it's a gilui who says everything has to be in the Tariyag Mitzvahs. It's clear that there are lots of things that aren't in the Tariyag Mitzvahs. You sorry?
Just in this concept, can Ratzon Torah extend to situations that aren't extend to narratives that aren't in the Torah? Like, can you, does it have to be?
My problem is, how do you know it's the Ratzon Torah?
I don't know.
But I do know. I do know with regard to limited things like the Iro Kero Manoichi. That the Torah was Megalami the Ratzon. And I think the Torah didn't make it a Tzivui. The Beferish not a Tzivui. That's my prime example of something which is the Ratzon Torah, not a Mitzvah. We'll talk about whether it's an actual Isser. I think there's an Isser. Well, so what? And if it's not an Isser, so it's clearly the Torah has established its Ratzon that the normal conduct is not to Poras Rishi Isha. I think that this is what the Ramban is saying. He says, his cousin says to the Raisa. He's saying that what he called it, what was his lotion? He said it was the Kivin Shederach Kol Oretz, Lefarnes Odom Yishtoi, we mean Derach Kol Oretz. The Torah wants to be Lefarnes Yishtoi Uponov. Therefore, the Rots of the Torah is the Aparnosa, and they were Matali the Zachiv on the Odin. You'll ask me, why was the Torah Matal the Zachiv on the Odin and not on the Ov? They had to be Matal the Zachiv on the Odin because he doesn't have this natural inclination. The Ov has this natural inclination. The Torah was satisfied with that. People are Elohim. Everything has to be a mitzvah. It can be less than a mitzvah. For the Odin, I had to make it a mitzvah. But that's not Negeya. The Ramban clearly thought that the Mechilta was, quote, an Asmachta, whatever that means. It may be more than just the Rabbanon, but it's at least the Ratzon HaTorah. In addition, there's a second source, the Gemara in Kedushin Dalid, Yitzchak L'michtov Kiddushei Lovio, Yitzchak L'michtov Masi Yedeho Lovio, V'yashmin only Masi Yedeho, Deko Mizano Minei. That's why the Torah gave him Mizonis, gave him Masi Yedeho, because he's being Mefarnes. So you see, that's the Derech to be Mefarnes. Sounds like it's a Deraisa. You want to say it's a Derech Kol Oretz, okay? Same way, but it sounds exactly like the Mechilta. Whatever the Mechilta is, it's the same. I have another source which goes beyond this, way beyond this. This only establishes a Chiyuv Mezoinus. Chiyuv Mezoinus for Bonov, which sounds as if it's at best like the Mezoinus of a wife. The Mezoinus of a wife are a Chiyuv. So she has Mezoinus from Mokum Acher, he's not going to be Mechuyiv to give her. Somebody will be Mefarnes his wife, he doesn't have to give her anymore. She can't claim past Mezoinus. We'll, elsewhere talk about how the person who's been Mefarnes can make sure to get it back. But ordinarily, if she's got Mezoinus from Mokum Acher and she's not Teveya, she's not going to get anything. Here, there's a Tshuvas Rambam in the Mechitzin Edomim Mitzim in Kuf Tzadik. It's a tshuva to Reb Pinchas Hadayin. There's a lot of tshuvas to this. I don't know who he is, except that he's often disagreeing with, it sounds as if he disagrees with the Rambam. The issue here was somebody divorced his wife, and she agreed to be Mefarnes to children. She had child custody, and she was Mefarnes. And then a couple of years later, she gets married, and the new husband is being Mefarnes. And now, one reason or another, he can't be Mefarnes anymore, and they're now claiming from the father. Good. Now, they're claiming retroactive. This is Val East Gemazinish Ovru. In medaminon leechot shomad apirnas ish ishtoi, oi lezu sheposka mazinus habas im harishain oi haachrein, vadai shetzorich dover ze iun arbe, vikul mus lahai, vikul mus lahai. Vedaiti noite sheho av chayiv bimazinus shonim shovel. It's a Rambam talking. I know nobody. I didn't see it anyplace. V'dati noita that the av is chayiv in zayin shonim she'ovru sheze she'omad upirneis he niach moisu v'alkera natzvi v'lo yikach klum. The calls the mitchilas parnasos yadaskein chayiv v'nimtzav shu chayiv. The child will be go get this money, not him. He is in the Ermeislaw, Karen, that's me. But he's saying not only is the father Mechuyiv to be Mazin, but the child has a tviya from his oinus retroactively. It's not just that this is the Derech Kol Haaretz to be Mefarnes, a kind of innate tzedakah, what in Roman law they called obligationalis naturalis, but it created a right, a tviya. The child can be tveya in din that he's the mezonis shavar also. Now that's certainly, you know, more than even mezonis ishta. Somebody in fairness, if you will, have a tviya retroactively. That's when also what to be medamit to. It says you can be this is different. You get even retroactively. So the Rambam here, at least in the Chuvas Rambam, the Rambam clearly thinks it's a Raisa. If it's not the Raisa, where does this come from? Where's any Gemara that was Masakin it? He seems to think that when the Teru, and it must be the Mechilta, when the Teru was Mechai of the Mezainis, it made it like a Schus moment, and you can be Teveya in Din. Okay, so the Rambam certainly is not the Ran. So if I need a Rishnu, Chaylik on the Ran. The Rambam is certainly Chaylik on the Ran. That's important because I have all kinds of sources that think that the Rambam is the Ran. We'll talk about that in a minute. But this Rambam, the Chuvas Rambam, the Ran never said that the child can be Tevei his own Zaynis. That becomes a Chiv, which is Yetzib B'dayonim. You have to be in Farnes. He can be kafir to be in Farnes. But that if he didn't, he should be able to claim Zaynis al Ovar. That already is a Chiddush Gadol. So the Mezainis Abbas, Mezainis Habonim, we take for granted is a kind of takonas usha of one kind or another. Now, let me go back now to what seemed to be the Rishonim, and then we'll see where that takes us. I gave you the Ran. The Ran in front of you, that was the other handout. The Ran is on the Gemara in Samachay. The Gemara says, "Al pishomer enom son nesuk tani malzone son ktani ktani vad kamo abne sheish kid omar avasi raya is b'chuy ben sheish yetsa be'ervima masdisen sayle v'chule." So it's ben sheish yetsa be'ervima. This is a raya that you have to be mefarnes them until they're ben sheish. So the Ran quotes Rashi. You can find it in the Gemara also. You don't need the Ran for this, but the Ran says, "I'm sorry."
It's in the handout.
I give it the second. It was on the same handout. It's the first page on the handout, right? It says you're quoting Rashi. Kidero shechayv loznes aim kachayv loznes haben da akati boser ime shayich v'chad gufo ninohu. And we see this that the ben is yitze be erev imay because it's like chad gufo, it's one person. So here he's saying da akati boser ime shayich v'chad gufo ninohu. This is Rashi and this is the Ran. The Ran is explaining that that's why I'm mechuyiv ad sheish, because it's one person. I have mechuyiv mezoinis ishtoi, the chiyiv mezoinis ishtoi, and the chiyiv for mezoinis abonim are one and the same, because brakar dabua. That's not only here, and I don't want to talk about other philosophy, it's negeya elsewhere, but Rabbi Chanan says it in Yerusha Saben. He says there are two dinim of Yerusha, one's the ordinary dinim Yerusha, and Yerusha Saben is different from every other Yerusha because it's tachas avisecha yiyu banecha. It's, again, Roman law, representation. It's gufa chode. It may not be mamish gufa chode, but for purposes of Yerusha, it's one person. And if find other old shitas that were hayecho could mean, but you can't allow yourself to die to save somebody else. But a parent for a child, they say, is mutter. It's the same kind. Rav Waldenberg has maruchas for this. Again, the same source. That is like a chad gufa domi. That's only a parent for a child. So here, what I have in the Ran is exactly the same thing. Only the Ran is explaining it a little bit differently. For purposes of mezainis, birth or parturition isn't at birth, it's at the age of six. When it's ain't a tzorach li'imai. When it's ain't a tzorach li'imai, then he becomes chayiv and sukkah too. He doesn't need his mother anymore. That's when they cut the relationship. But till then, I'm giving mezainis to the child because it's the mother. I'm giving the mother the mezainis, so I'm giving it to the child. That's... that's the first part. That's Rashi. Now, the Ran continues. He says, "Umitech l'shon yisalolu nearly the chiamrin the zon isum tanik tanim davke kishi imon kayemes umidin mezaynis imon." Says the Ran, if it's mezaynis v'aim, then if the mother's not here anymore, so it's like a post-mortem cesarean. Once the mother's dead, it's a tzrich l'imo. It's like a yolud already. The mother's not here, it's an independent person. I can't be machayev mezaynis for the ben if the mother's dead, because the mezaynis haben is only the mezaynis v'aim. There's no mother, so I don't have to be mezaynis the child either. So here he explains, kiven shein nigrorin achareho efshelo lahamid atzmo shleitizei noisom. So suddenly he's telling you different, totally different what he said before. I tried to explain it before biologically. He's saying that she can't withhold her mezainis. Avol b'shein imon kayemes ein ochayv mezainis sehem. She is not here to withhold the mezainis. What's the Ran saying? He's saying very clearly, if I don't give the mother mezainis for the child, she won't have mezainis. It's part of mezainis aim, because willy-nilly, she's going to have to give the mezainis to the vlad. And once she gives the baby, she doesn't have enough. So if she doesn't have enough, I have to give her enough for herself, so I have to give her enough for the baby also. And Rav Moshe, again, I didn't even go through the whole Rav Moshe. Or at least, I don't want to be held responsible for the rest of what Ramesh says. But he says, how he be chaylik on the Ran? It's no worse than the archiparchi. You have to give her for archiparchi. What's archiparchi? Because she'll give them. She won't be mitzamsem. So she'll have nothing left. Well, how could, and that's a Gemara. And how he be chaylik? Everybody holds like the Ran. So Tim is a Dover Posh. Okay, there he meets a Dover Posh. But Mele, I think that the Ran's a Chiddush. Not only do I think it's a Chiddush, but I think that there are two separate Rans here. The one there's two different sorahs. One is that it's kegufo domi, and the other is forget about kegufo, not kegufo, it's mitzias. She was going to give to the vlad, memela she won't have herself. I was going to leave for later, but I may as well say it right now. I think it's nafmin lahalocha. Nafmin lahalocha is going to be with regard to ksus. I give mother a loaf of bread, and it's barely enough for her. She gives it to the kid, she doesn't have anything left. I give her ksus, she can't take her ksus and give it to the kid. It won't fit, right? So that if you tell me it's kegufa chodo, she's mechuyiv in ksus also. But if it's only because she's yeshlo lahamid atzmo, on ksus, it can't be yeshlo lahamid atzmo. It doesn't make sense on ksus. So, okay, that'll be, leave it if we come to it. But al koponim, you have the Ran, and then you have the Rosh, who has been quoted, saying that your mechuyiv, the Rosh says, your mechuyiv in the mezainis of a pnuyo, and a pnuyo can't be the mezainis of the mother, because I'm not mechuyiv in the mezainis of the pnuyo. He's a bol a pnuyo, and he was meili the ben. He's not mechuyiv in the mother, he's only mechuyiv in the ben. He is not mechuyiv altogether, says the Rosh. So the Darkei Moshe in the beginning of Ayin Aleph says that there's a machlokes, the Ran and the Rosh, and everybody from there on quotes the machlokes, the Ran and the Rosh. That was Rabbi Shmuel, and that's the Chalkas Mechaykik, where Rabbi Shmuel is taking it from. There's this machlokes where the mezainis is independent, the Rosh holds it's independent, and the Ran thinks that it's the mezainis of the mother. And in the beginning, all I could do was fetch my plates. I don't think there's a machlokes. What should I do? Again, I mean, I've got a problem. That's why I have a problem. But let's go Kasader. My first problem is that the Ran is difficult to start with. I first have a kasha on the Ran. The Gemara Nuntes Amid Beis. The Gemara says that if he's Megarish's his wife, he can't be kaifa her to be meinik the child. He can't be kaifa her to nurse. She's not mukhuyiv. The parnosis abonim is chiyiv on the father, not on the mother. If she doesn't want a nurse, she won't nurse. However, v'imho yamakiro noisin loischoro the kaifa umenikosa mipnei asakone. If the child knows the mother already, he won't nurse from somebody else, then mitzada sakone, we're kaifer. I understand. You're kaifer for bikuach nefesh. That's all very nice. But neisen l'schora, why does the husband have to pay her for this? What's his problem? He's not paying her mezainis. He was megarish her. He's not mechuyev in her. In her. Why is this different from meisel? Meisel doesn't have to be mefarnes the child. So he doesn't have to be mefarnes the grusha. Why should he have to pay her to be mefarnes the child? He's paying her as a nursemaid. Mechteisa, what's he mechuyev? Pikuach nefesh, the tzibur will pay her. Why should he? What's his chiyev here? I think that's a kasha on the run to start with. Oh, fine, one kasha. The second problem is the Rambam. What's the shita of Rambam? So the Mishnah Melech has a Rambam, Perik Yud Beisu Chasishus Halach Yedalid, Kishem Shodom Chayim Mezoinis Ishtoi, Keinu Chayim Mezoinis Bonov Mnois of Haknani, Ad Sheiyu Ben Shesh, says the Mishnah Melech, Kishem. Now the Mishnah Melech, I know what he's saying. He doesn't say Kumoi. Kumoi is like a Chof Adimian. There's this and there's this. Kishem is the opposite of Loi Min Hashem. Loi Min Hashem means it's not a different category. It's something totally different. He is Medayik. When the Rambam says Kishem, it means the same rubric, the same Misgeret, the same Mechayev for the wife is Mechayev for the Bonim. Sounds like the Ran. Take whichever explanation you want in the Ran. But he's saying that the Chiyuv HaBonos, or the Chiyuv HaBonim, is precisely the same Chiyuv as the Chiyuv Haim. That's the Mishnah Melech and the Ran. He's saying that the Rambam. He's saying that the Rambam is like the Ran. Now, I was mocked him by saying that the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam in the Tshuvas seems to have a new Gzeiros HaKosov. And I don't need time with the crow. By Mikishem, it's a mechilta, whatever it is, got nothing to do with it. But okay, Mishnah Melech certainly didn't have the Rambam, and I hate to say it, but I hope that it's a reliable manuscript. But it doesn't sound as if that Rambam is what the Mishnah Melech's Kishem is. But I'll come back to that later. That's the first kasha I have on this analysis of the Rambam. But kasha number one is the Tshuvas Rambam, which seems to be almost a steer. It's not the Ran, whatever it is. The Mishnah Melech tells me it's the Ran. In addition, there are a whole series of Rambams that don't make sense according to the Mishnah Melech. In Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Dalet. Yeah. V'loy ish de bilvad. Elo, also we'll come to Abel Bonov Ibnoisov Haktanim Beshesh Epochus Chayev Liten Lohen Xus Hamaspekas Lohen Vechol Ukli Tashmish Umodor Lishkinboy Venoisin Lohen Lefi Oshroi Elo Kvitzorchan Bilvad. The first halacha that we come to. He's not giving them Lefi Oshroi like he gives his wife. But Lefi Chvedai. The Chelkis Mechaiki is when he tells me, according to the Ran, it's Lefi Chvedai. Right? That was the whole Chelkis Mechaiki. He says, Machlis Ran the Rosh. And if the Rambam is like the Ran, then he should be telling him, I'm giving the kids Kefi Chvedai Kefi Oshroi. So it doesn't shtim with the Ran. At least not the way the Chelkis Mechaiki understood the Ran. So that's Kasha number two. In addition, Perik, Yutes, Halochis, Beis, the Bas, Mema'enes, Yeshlo, Mezainis. Not Mechuyev Mezoinis of the Mayanes. Why should the Bas Mayanes get another steer? And then you have Bas HaShniyah in the Rambam. The Pnuyah is the Rosh. The Bas HaShniyah is the Kedushin of Teifis, but you're not Mukhuyi to give Mezoinis to an Erev of the Rabbanon, and he says that the Bas gets, the Bas is entitled to. Then we have in Perek Chafalev Haloche Yud Zayin, Grusho Ein Lo Mezoinis, Avodorim, I can't read my own handwriting. Shahakan Sorachlahem Mikamus Michael Umishta. Here he says that the Grusha's Ein Lo Mezoinis, but the Ketanim are entitled, even though she's a Grusha, the Avodvorim, that the Kotin Sorachlahem, Miksus, Ksus, Michael Umishta is Mechuyiv. So this is the Bnei Grusha. The Grusha, he's not Mechuyiv, but he has to give for the children, Mechatesiv, he's not giving Mezoinis Dara. This is all connected to Ram. Okay, some of these, not all of them, some of them the Avodim really asks. He doesn't have the Rambam in the Tshuvas, and he doesn't ask from the Grusha, but he asks from most of the others. So he turns around and says the Mishnah Melech was wrong. That when he says Kishem, he doesn't mean that it's because it's a chelik mezainis habas. What he meant was that Kishem, that the mezainis of Ishtoi are midino and not midin stoke, the mezainis habonim til sheish are midin. And not midin tzedakah. Okay, so that's how he read the Kishem. Now I was mocked him that I the word Kishem, I think the Mishnah Melech was medayik. But after you have all these kashas, it's impossible. You can't say that it means it's the same thing if it's not. So Kishem means kamoy. Okay, so that's what the Avodim Ruvim tells me. Mela, I think you learn the Rambam differently. I think that the Rambam meant something else. I begin with a general observation. The general observation is that before I learned Afalpi, my head's bumbled that Mezoinis Ketanim are Midin Takonis Usha. And suddenly when I learned the Gemara, it's Leminei V'Lemiksosa. Now, what was bumbling in my head came because there are half a dozen sources that talk about Mezoinis as being Takonas Usha, Agos Maimini, the Rif. Everybody talks about Takonas Usha, but it's made up. There is no Takonas Usha. Take a look at the Loshon HaGemara. So the Gemara says, Daf, the Gemara, Memtes on the base. The Gemara says, suddenly, the Gemara says, Iboilu. The worst stuff from the beginning. Rabbi Loi, Rish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina, Beusha Hiskinu, She Adam Zonas, Bonav, Is Bnei Sok Shem Ketani, Iboilu, Hilchase Kavosai, Ein Hilchase Kavosai. There's a Takonas Usha, or at least Rabbi Loi tells me there's a Takonas Usha. And now suddenly I want to know, is Halach like Takonas Usha, is Halach like Takonas Usha? So, Toshma, and the ones who were telling me, Yar Yolda Va'av Abnei Mosa Shadjo. What kind of business is this? A person doesn't want to be Zan his children. So the Gemara in effect turns out that there's no such thing as Takonas Usha, but that everybody wants to do this. And it's a din tzedoke. And the Gemara tells and says, Omer le nicholoch mizasi bondo mitzedoke. V'le amron el v'le omi. Avol Omid, Kaifin Leal Korche. If he's Omid, we force him. Kaifin Alat Stoker. That's Takonas Usha. Takonas Usha has nothing to do with Stoker. The Gemara suddenly is telling me it's Midin Tzedoke. There is no Takonas Usha. Okay, Takonas Usha. There is no Takonas Usha here altogether. So why everybody talking about Takonas Usha? So fine. So it's a mistake that they know there's some kind of a Takonas Usha here, and they talk about it even though there is no Takonas Usha, but there is Kaifin al Tzedakah, and it's only if he's an Omid. And then I suddenly have another Gemara that I don't know what to do with. And in fact, Tosis also doesn't know what to do with it, except to tell me that it exists. But we have now the Gemara in the end of Avopi. Dor shula rabba piskut benisir. Ah, be shomrein olam zonas bov noisu shinktani. That means there's no takonas usha, because takonas usha is lamayla mishesh.
Avozon k'tanitanim ad kamo ad bin shesh. And that's k'dom ravasi. That's where our Ran started. Because it sounds like the Ran. The child is Yitzvei Ravima, is one person. The Ran's beautiful in the Gemara. The Gemara is telling me that I don't need Takana Susha for this. This is a Dover Poshut because it's like the mother. And there is no Takana Susha, but l'mata mishesh is less than Takana Susha. So I have now two Gemaras, and neither Gemaras have anything to do with Takana Susha. Because the Gemara tells me it's less of Chosek Havasi, basically. They told me it's only B'din Tzedok. So where's this Takana Susha business? The Shittim Kubetzes quotes a Rashi Yoshan. He quotes it to answer the obvious kasha, and the obvious kasha I gave you when I gave you the Shoyal Umeshi, which is the last page. The Shoyal Umeshi, it's upside down, fine. Okay, he takes the Gemara and turns it upside down. he asks what sounds like a very simple kasha. He says, this isn't the only Takana Susha that we have. Ech nakish, it's four or five lines down. Edusoy, shero biloy, b'shem rish lokish, ebedahu misaper al Takana Susha, ve'ech nakish edusa v'neimad lo tiknokach. What do you mean? He says that there was a Takana Susha. Well, the Gemara is going to turn around and say there was no Takana Susha, and you certainly can't say the Ravatal Takana Susha in the Bezin, which is Godel B'chochma V'minyan. On the near. The Hine, okay, I skipped something. What did I skip? Three lines down. Ubishita Mekubesh, for the three lines to the top. B'shem Rashi, then Shitim Gwetz is Rashi Yoshon. That when it says Hilchos Hakavose, the Shaila was more limited. Yesh lismech al divrei Rabbi Loya shekach hiskinu v'hainu d'maskinu and loytiknu kach. Now he's medayik the loshen. What's he adding to the Gemara? What's this Rashi adding? The question is, of course, the way he understands, and I don't think there's any other way to understand. I mean, in Baruch Hashem, I found it. But he's saying it in the Rashi Yoshan, that of course there was a Takana Susha. The question is, did Rabbi Loi get it right or not? And Mara is saying, sorry, Rabbi Loi got it wrong. Rabbi Loi is coming to tell us that you have to be amazing Ktani, Midin Takana Susha, that's a Takana. And Mara says, sorry, less Silchus Kavosai. Only, what then is it? Din Tzedakah has nothing to do with Takana Susha. The whole rest of the Gemara is not Takana Susha. So that leaves us with a problem. Then what was Takana Susha? Right? If I have anything to say, it's going to be to answer that question. So what was Takana Susha? Comes along the Shoyal Meshiv, and he has all kinds of kashas, and he quotes the Ran, and he talks, and please, that's why I gave it to you. Maybe you can see something here that I can't see. He seems to me to be saying it in the Ran, only I can't read it in the Ran. Maybe you can. You'll help me. He says the following Chiddush. He says that let me start from scratch before him. The Rashi on Samachay on the base. When Rashi talks about Ketani Ketani and says that it's part of the Mezain Hasayim, Rashi is not talking about Takana Susha. He's not talking about Mosen Habonim, which is Midin Tzedakah. Rashi is talking Lamata Mishesh. The whole Gemara is Lamata Mishesh. He's saying Lamata Mishesh is because it's part of the mother, or the Ran Svar, which comes afterwards. The Ran is also talking Lamato Mishesh. When you're saying that it's Mezainis Imam, it's all Lamato Mishesh and has nothing to do with Hakonas Usha. And when you talk now in Hizim and Ayin Aleph, and you quote me a Ran that says that's Mezainis Imai, I don't know what you're talking about. L'fichvoide, not l'fichvoide. Lamato Mishesh, you're talking. Quoting the Ran for Lamato Mishesh. Lamayla Mishesh, I don't have a Ran. So I'm just putting that aside. That's my ha'ora, that I don't know of any Takana Susha, period. The Takana Susha, I've got a kasha. No, he's got the kasha. I've got the kasha. Rashi's trying to answer it, but I'm left now with a problem. Is what was Takana Susha? If you tell me there's no Takana Susha, okay, fine. So Eloisa Shakran, he got it wrong. He slept through the shiur that day. I don't know what he did there, but I don't know of any Takana Susha. Says the Shoyal Meshiv, it's impossible. There had to be a Takana Susha. And Baruch Hashem, that's the Marganisa Tova, I have somebody who says there has to be a Takana Susha. What the Takana Susha is, I'll talk about later. But first, what he thinks is the Takana Susha.
he thinks that there is a Takonas Usha, and the Takonas Usha is Lemato Mishesh. Only the Takonas Usha is for Meso Imoy Lemato Mishesh. What is it? The minhag, whatever this is, whatever the din mezoinis is, the shvat is entitled mezoinis midin imoy. But if meso, what they're going to do with this poor kid? So comes takonas usha, and what was mezoinis oaim, they made mezoinis atzmoi, his independent mezoinis, whatever he was entitled to mitzad Rav Ashi's halacha. I don't know where Rav Ashi comes from, but whatever Rav Ashi's halacha comes from, that was takonas usha, to be mechayev it even if meso imoy. So it turns out, says the Sholem Meshiv, that a child lamato mishesh is entitled mitzad adin, whether it's omid or it's loy omid, whatever he was entitled to when the mother was alive, takonas usha was only for the meso imoy, and presumably gear is also. That makes sense to me. So male bekash andoran disappears also, and Sholem al Yisrael. He answers all the other kashas that he asks, and he seems to be reading it into the Ran. Now, you have the Ran in front of you. I don't see where the Ran answers this. The Ran, as I understand the Ran is talking only without takonas usha. And Imtim Soloimar, that he's not talking without takonas usha, but that somehow he's telling you about the halacha today, and I'll tell you why you should think that in a minute. Then where do you see that they made it the child's own takonah? I don't see that in the words of the Ran. Where do you see that it becomes mezoinis atzmoi? Now, why do I think that he's talking after takonas usha? Or why can I understand that people think he was? Because look, he says, the last line, le'ri'is l'rishenim shomrken. What do you mean le'ri'is l'rishenim shomrken? He's telling me that before takonas usha, according to the Sholem Meshiv, he's gets mezoinis l'mata mishesh, only midin ho'em. But there's a takonas usha, even when there's no mother. So what restraining do you want? What are the restraining supposed to say? The restraining is supposed to tell you that in takonas, before takonas usha, meso imoy doesn't get it. That's his chiddush. Not everybody's believed it to tell you. It wasn't the geul halacha, particularly since there's less hilchus like Rabbi Loi, and the only takonas usha I have to find in the Sholem Meshiv. So who should tell me that before takonas usha meso imoy the child doesn't get? And I don't really see how you can read the Sholem Meshiv into the Ran. Doesn't make sense to me. I mean, again, you have the Ran and you have the Sholem Meshiv. Please tell me how you read this into the Ran.
Like if it's because of the Ran, so then it's the Olam Imo. But if it's because of
according to the Sholem Meshiv, Lamato Mishesh should be Oyla Imo. Because I'm repeating what he said. He said that Takonas Usha was, they looked around, they saw these poor Yisraelim. And they said, okay, we got to do something for them. We will give them the same thing they got when the mother was alive. So it should be Oyla Imo. Till six, they should get whatever the mother got, right? I think he doesn't say that, but that I agree. Chachzpeki was right, except it was limited to before sheish, and even without him, it should be limited before sheish. I don't understand how he can read the Ran for after sheish, but everybody's reading the Ran for after sheish. He's not only the only one who's reading the Ran for after sheish. Where they got it to me is a pelatzu. Okay, so let me go back. Once I have this, you could go a little bit. The other extreme. The other extreme I found in one of the Piskadim, the Botin Rabbonim, it's, what's his name? Shmuel Baruch Werner. He was a dayan in Tel Aviv. He's got all the problems with the Rambam. And now we've got this Rambam. The Rambam, like Mishmael tells me, he's like the Ran, and we have all of these kashas. So the kashas turn out not to be kashas at all. Because according to the Sholem Meshiv, and he talks about the Rambam a little bit, the Ran is only talking about less than Sheish. And above Sheish, everything is fine. The Ran, Kishem, Rambam saying Kishem, Meisei Hashem, the Chiyah B'Zainus of the mother is the same as to the child, Lamata Mishesh. Everything else he talks about, that's after Takonas Usha. After Takonas Usha, it has nothing to do with the mother. But if he's telling you Lamata Mishesh, and the mother's alive, Kishem the Yishchayev M'Zainus Ishtoi, is B'Chuyev M'Zainus Haboni, with the same Chiyah B'Zainus Haboni. That's Lamata Mishesh, when the mother's here. Otherwise, it's all Takonas Usha. So all the other halachas are fine. If you read that into the Ran, then yeah, it'll give you a Ran. It's a different Ran. It's not the Ran that the Chalos B'Chekik had. It's a different Ran altogether. So the Rav Werner seems to think that there are two Chiyuvim M'Zainus. He says it's the Chiyuvim M'Zainus Duraisa, Rambam Chuvitz Rambam, or Takonas HaMishneh. Doesn't it, Ramban? Whatever this was, that was whatever was from before. It's not Smachta, but it had nothing to do with Takonas Usha. Usha's left, the Golos Sanhedrin. It was very late. Says it had to be a Takona Keduma. So there's this Takona Keduma, and then there's Takona Usha. So again, it turns out there's no Takona Usha. The Takana Susha doesn't exist. Never was a Takana Susha. Forget about the Shulam Meshiv. He made up a Takana Susha. I don't know where he got this. That what was a Chiyuv Aim suddenly becomes independent Chiyuv. And I can't see it in the Ran. I don't know who said such a thing. So I end up where I started. I end up with his Kasha, the Shita Mukubetz is his Kasha. What are you telling me that? You're telling me this Takana Susha never was Takana Susha. But it was Choshu that he didn't get it right. Whether he was right in the Eichus, the Takana Susha, that could be subject, that could be Machlekish Nuya. But that there was such a Takana Susha, that should be Dover Poshe. No, it was Novatla Takana Susha. But the Piskei Din say that there was this Takana Keduma, whatever it was, and that's the Ran. And then there's the Gemara, Midin Stoke, and there's nothing else. So the Kishem is the Takana Keduma, and the Rambam is the Raisa. Is it a Raisa? Or, if you insist, it's one of these ancient Takonas, and the Mizoinus of the Ben is like the Ran, it's a Chel Mizoinus of Aim, and that's only if the mother is alive, period, full stop. And what about the Ran? It turns out, I'm sorry, what about the Rosh that the documentation says is Chelik on the Ran? Of course there's a Chiyuv. The one is Neulad Minapnu Yamachui Bidin Stoke. It's going to do with Takana Susha. Takana Susha doesn't exist, number one. And it's got nothing to do with the Ran, because the Ran is only less than Sheish. Less than Sheish, and the mother is alive, is Mechui Mitzad Adin. And the Ben of Apnuyo is Tzedoke. What it got to do with the Ran? It's not Chedek on the Ran, and yes, this I would add. To me, it's a Dover Poshet, that if they were Mechayiv L'maylo Mishesh Midin Tzedoke, then of course they were Mechayiv L'mato Mishesh of Tzmeisayimu. I mean, that has to be crazy. You can't tell me they made a Takana till Bar Mitzvah, and if the mother dies less than Sheish, until Sheish she starves. But the Sheish suddenly plugs in. So if the Din Tzedoke certainly had to apply, where you can't apply whatever this Takana Keduma was, whatever the Raisa was, there has to be the Din Tzedoke. So what's the steer between the Ran and the Ramba and the Rosh? The Rosh is talking about Din Tzedoke, it applies to everybody. It applies to Pnuya, it applies to Meisimu, it applies to everybody. Okay? That's the Piskei Din Rabboni. And now I think that the truth is someplace in between. If I had said it without the Piskei Din and without the Shulam Meshiv, you tell me I'm nuts. But now that I have those, mine is the Derech HaMamutza. Mine is really very simple. I've been telling you that you have two separate Gemaras. One is Mem Tes Amud Beis, and that says there's no Takana Susha. And now comes the Gemara Samech Hei, Amud Beis, and suddenly I have Iran, I've got this, I've that. You know what? And Tosis tells, you know, Tosis also has problems. He says that the Ketani Ketani, Lekula Amachai. What do you mean Lekula Amachai? Yeah, it's a Gemara later. But what's the Chiyuv of Ketani Ketani? I would answer that, of course, there was a Takana Susha. There are two Takuan Azusha. One was the Samach Hayom Bebeis, is Ketani Ketani. And they made that for the Ketani Ketani. That was the first Takuan. And now, on Ein Seder L'Mishnah, Ein Mukta Mumucher, that was the simple Takuan. Everybody was Makabal that Takuan Azusha. The question is, Lamai L'Mishesh, were they Mesakim? Were they Mesakim Lamai L'Mishesh Midin Tzedoka or not? Lamato Mishesh, it could be Takuan Azusha, it could be Tzaradin. They were Mechayev, everybody, even Aloy Omid. That was clearly Takuan Azusha. The Machlokes is whether there was one Takuan or two Takuanas. The second Takuan is Lamailo Mishesh Midin Tzedoka. That's what they're disagreeing about. But when I come to the Gemara on Samachay on the Beis, that's also Takuan Azusha. And the only issue is that the soul takana? That takana, if you want, is midin mezaynus imay. You want, it's independent. I have no idea what it is. The Ran tells me, I think the Ran's agreeing with me. The Ran also thinks that takana is usha. Only that takana is usha, I have to read the Ran like the Ramban. You want to find, it's not muhrach. Lamato mishesh. They were misaken it because they saw like Rav Asi. Now, right? That's the Gemara's bringing Rav Asi to explain the principle of whatever is going on for Sheish. So that was one takana. Of course, that's takana sushi. It's Rabbanon. And then the Gemara in the Memtes, here the Gemara is being mafalpal whether there was a second takana ulamayla mishesh, or isn't there a second takana ulamayla mishesh? You want the second takana to be ulamayla mishesh minadin, and you want to know whether it's mechayev for everybody, or is there no such takana ulamayla mishesh, but it remains only as a din tzedakah, or I'll put it better. The shaila is, was takonas usha blanket till bar mitzvah? One takona, midin, not omi, not tzedakah? Or was it limited to sheish, and beyond that there's no takonas usha? I don't know. It would be, I prefer the second. That and that, I'm borrowing from him, who's quoting the Shita Mukabetzis. The only of course there's a takonas usha. The shaila is, and what is the takana susha? Rebbe Loi is telling us the truth. There is Mushishkino. Is Silchus a Kavosai? Yes, Silchus a Kavosai. He's telling me they were Misakin till Bar Mitzvah. We know they were Misakin. We don't know because we weren't Misada the Gemoras properly. We should have been Misada Samachay right here. We don't know whether they were Misakin only till Sheish or till Yud Gimel. So the Gemara turns around and says they were Misakin only till Sheish and till Yud Gimel is only Tzedok and only if he's Omid. What's the Svor to be Mechalik? The Ran Svor. But it's all in the Takonas Ushe. I would now say that it's a single takona, not two. There weren't two separate takonas. The shaila is, what is the echus of the takona? Was it only till sheish, or was it till yud gimel? Memele, I understand. Now, okay, that's what I would say. I would say that if you take all these sources, like Gos Maimini, the Rif, who talks about all of Archiyuvim midin tzedoke, and they call takona susha. I think they learned the first way that I just said. That of course it was the takon susha lamai l'mishesh. Everybody agrees. The only shaila is, was that takona kavua or was it midin tzedakah? That's why they keep talking. That's why I, as a child, grew up thinking there's a takona susha, and when I come to the Gemara, there's no takona susha. I grew up on that because everybody talks about takona susha, and they are talking about takona susha because they understood what the Gemara calls amid and stoke as being the question of what is the echus of the takona susha. Of course, there's a takona, and Reloi, I think they understood saying it's a takona kavua, and they're explaining that it was two separate takonas, and the second takona. It wasn't the takana kvua. The second takana was b'teres tzedakah.
They don't have a mother.
No. I love that if they don't have a mother. All I'm adding is, if you don't have a mother and you're not six, you can't be worse than six with a mother. So there was the second takana. Whatever the takana was, it had to be for Yosem also, lamato mishesh. But that if it was limited to sheish, it was limited according to the Ran. I didn't need the Ran for this. But if what the Ran is telling me, that they limited it when the mother was alive. You could learn not like the Ran. You could learn that there was a takon etul sheish, and it's, you know, bidin atzmai.
could learn that also. I don't think there were mechuyim to say to such a rishon. Why am I mechuyim to say, who do you have? Your Rosh. The Rosh is telling me afterwards. He says, Achiv Mesoyim didn't stalk. He doesn't tell me it's Mitzad Tachan Susha. But if you were to tell me that there's Achiv Mitzad Takonas Mitzad Adin, when there's no mother, I would tell you that it was because of the Takon Lamata Mishesh, which was even for Yisoyim. I just don't have a Rishna for it. I don't need a Rishna for it. The Pashtus of the Gemara, the Ran is right. Because whatever they were Mesakan Lamata Mishesh, it was begin. Mizainus ima, and there's no chaylik. Nobody disagrees. The only question is, when there's no mother or lamaylo mishesh, is there a second takona kavua, or is it only tzedakah, or is it a takona of tzedakah?
No, there's three possibilities. They have akdama. What is it then?
What
takana tzedakah means? They have akdama in front of other people, and there's always tzedakah. What kind of
takana?
What kind of takana? It's takana.
I have now answered. No, the next step I was going to say, Tosa Sakasha, Yinaka, Ifal, Tzedaka, these Pesad Adin. Three Pshotim Tosas. My Pshat is very simple. Okay, now we have three on Tzedaka. Takana Susha was to be Kaifa. If it's all part of Takana Susha, so the Takana was to be Kaifa Midin Tzedaka. And that's what was going on between Ruloi and them. They, it's not a takon kavua, but they knew that there was a, I'm making it more refined than before, that even they agreed that there was a takon lamaylo mishesh. It was a takon of tzedakah, but it didn't fit. That really is a takon. So that you have different ways of explaining the takon of susha. You can say the takon of susha was what Reloi thought. There was no difference, lamata mishesh, lamayla mishesh, omid, not omid. Or you can tell me that the takon was only til shesh, nothing beyond that. Everything is just stamps doke. And I think that's what Tosis thought. Or you can tell me that there was lamayla mishesh also. It was a second takone, and it was a takone mitzad tzedoke with kviyah tzedoke, v'chuli. And it's not just kviyah. There'll be more than Chaim Mishnachosim also, I think. Now for that, it's hard to find sources, but I found already sources that talk about being Machayev Mezoinis more than Chaim Mishnachosim, because if it's only Stam Tzedakah, why should it be more than Chaim Mishnachosim? Now, if you now talk about whether he's Mechuyiv L'chik Void of the mother, that's why I said I was hoping to be able to be Machriya like the Ran, so we can Machayev Mizainis Yiboni Bishir Gavoya, because she's entitled Vikvedik Vyoshroy. But it turns out that's not going to help me unless the Lamata Mishesh. And they have a mother. They have and the mother is not a Grusha. Because after she's a Grusha, there's no Chiv. I haven't gained her. I've gained nothing. But the Chur, that would be a Nafkamina, whether the Mizainis of the Fi Oshroy or not. I don't have anybody who says Chalks Mchaikik starts with the Ramah. The Darkei Moshe, who thinks it's a Machlekes Rishonim. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. The Chelkas Machlekes and the Bishmul are all disagreeing with me. I mean, I have to concede from the very beginning.
He thinks it's Machlekes Rishonim and the Rosh.
I've eliminated the Machlekes Rishonim and the Rosh, and what I've accomplished is a Pshat in the Rambam. So the Rambam makes sense, and the Kishem is what I think the Kishem is, and it's compatible. I've answered the Kasha from the Grushus and Minekis, which to me is a plea at Suma on the Ran. I might answer that otherwise, unless you pick up the Kalkas Bechekik, the Shel Meshi, which is just what I'm saying, only more extreme in a different way. And I'm left. All those problems I've resolved, but I'm now left with no way to be machayiv lefi chvayde fi oshri. It doesn't seem to work. There doesn't seem to be any such chiyuv. Okay. Which is why the Bezdin should make sure.
I like that.
Yeah, so you'll
I'm able to give it any day that you want, any time that you want, but most people can read it.